You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
And we're back, Big Wigs, another bi-coastal baddie.
I love the alliteration.
Andrea loves alliteration. That's something I've learned about her as a friend.
Give me alliteration or don't come at all. You know what I'm saying?
You guys, when we try and title these episodes, because, you know, we got to title the episodes, I laugh so hard. I know that if I can't think of anything creative, if I do three letters, like three words with the same that start with the same letter, Andrea's like, it's perfect. Like if I'm like alligators, astronauts and apples, she's like, amazing title.
And Aspen, the way I get excited about alliteration, nothing excites me. I love it. I don't know what
Listen,
it is about
times
it.
Are tough. Pull it. If it makes you happy, great. You know, we're on the cusp of seasonal depression. One day there will be spring. I know, you know, we've been waiting for that fucking groundhog to be right already, but
one day
but I laugh so hard because I'm like, wow, alliteration makes you happy. It's nice.
It's the little things for me. And alliteration is one of those little things. I get very excited. So yeah, basically if you see the title of the podcast and it is alliteration, it's either Anna or me writing it. But Anna is like on the go and she just like wrote down alliteration. And I was like, yes, I love that one. Choose that one. Great title. Name it.
Sometimes it's intentional. I'd say sometimes it's intentional. Like if it works out and it's like actually three great topics that we talk about in the podcast, we're like, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Of course. Yeah. We talked about all those things. It keeps me going. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm back in Los Angeles. You're in New York. Last week we were together in person and here we are separated at birth again. I'm good. I flew in. I had a crazy week. I did 8 shows in 4 days. It was a lot. It's a lot of performing and being on. But it was super fun. I had a great stand-up show, which was really fun. I kind of, you know, the video is not as good as I wanted. The quality of the video, I'm like, oh really?
It's a was bad it from quality far video. Away or the lighting was just off? Because you set
far
it
away
and you leave like, it. Okay.
Far away and like to the side. I didn't know what it would look like. It's my own fault for not videoing myself. Not that I like need to post a ton of clips from it or anything. It was a lot of stuff I was working out, but I was sort of like, oh, cool. They video here. But, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, you guys, no one gives a shit. No, everyone's like, okay, who cares? But I'm back. I flew back to LA to be with Jared and the puppies because we have to move out of this apartment by next week.
Moving on out.
Crazy.
That is crazy. Does it feel like the end of an era or have you guys not been there? It's been so back and forth that it doesn't feel super yours still.
It feels like the end of something. It feels good though. It does feel like the end of something.
We're finishing up something here. We're wrapping up that era.
You know,
it does. Okay, there is an end.
I think I've become very like, I don't know what the correct word is. I've really, since Bobby died, like a lot of things that are like very Bobby related, like I'm okay to close a chapter on. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In a way, this apartment makes me sad because he was such a huge part of it. I mean, my New York apartment too, but Bobby, like, I don't know. He was just like, always a part of this place. So like it almost helps that, you know, that was such a hard, and like he was the reason we had to leave this place. So it's like, kind of like, yeah, I'm okay saying goodbye to it. It's another chapter that I can close. And I think that's good if people are able to do that with their life. Like instead of like harping on like, wow, I'm going to miss it. It's the end of an era. Like, yeah, there's a ton of things I'll miss about this place, but I'm also like kind of ready to just see what's next. I don't know.
It's time for a new chapter.
It is. Yes. We've already started the new chapter, you know, with the puppies and with like moving out of this. So I'm like, all right, let's see where this brings us. You know, what's the juice that's going to happen? I feel like for this podcast and for everyone who's listened to it, like, yes, we're very silly. We do a lot of wigs and voices and stuff. But I feel like the last 6 months have been like me just trying to like pretend I'm okay, like be happy. And like it was really hard. You know, I even said I'm laughing. I'm like, oh my God, I have to move out of this apartment next week and spend so much money on like 2 rents right now, like which is psychotic and nothing I planned. However, I'm like, I told Jared last night, I'm like, none of this feels trivial. This feels like money feels like what, yeah, it sucks that we have to spend all this stuff. But I'm also like, none of this is as hard as bringing your dog to chemotherapy and watching him go through that process and then still losing him. Like that, none of this
after
is as
all
hard as
that. Right, right.
I mean, like we knew we would still, you know, they don't tell you it's going to cure him or anything, but it was sort of like inevitable. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird. You got to weigh your, you know, like what's really worth like crying over, you know what I mean? Like
that's basically what life is. All these things are objects and you can't bring them anywhere. They're just here during this time of our lives. But the connection that you make with people, animals, like that's so much deeper.
That yeah. Family
is supposed to be the
your
importance
health,
of life.
Totally. Like those are the really important things. And I think when you go through something like that, everything else kind of trickles off the side of the road. Like I am a hoarder with my clothes because my parents sold our house when I was in college and didn't tell me. So I have always kept like everything that's mine has like stayed with me and, you know, and I am in such a good place right now to just be like, get rid of stuff. Like I have a closet full of stuff.
You're in
that
the
I'm
purge
just
era. Oh my gosh.
It's nice. It feels good. I mean, we'll see, you know, it's still here. And I was like, it has to get out of my face or I'm going to start to want it again, you know?
Oh yeah, of course.
But I invited, you'll love this. I invited some girls over to Sunday. I was like, I'll provide some snacks, but shop my closet, buy my clothes,
I
take
love
some
that.
Stuff.
That's coming like a swap party, but not really, I guess. More of like
a swap party, but like for someone who needs some money. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I don't, okay, I don't want any of your shit.
Upscale yard sale. Yeah. You're not swapping anything. It's an upscale yard sale.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Of my clothes. And then I'm like, people are like, I'm not your size. I'm like, girl, don't worry about it. I got jackets.
Yeah.
I got sweaters. I got stuff that you know, yes, maybe you won't fit into a pair of my jeans if you're not my size, but you
right,
know,
right.
We can work out a deal, you know?
Girl, we got this.
Watch it be like just my two friends and they're like, we just came to support you. We don't want any of your clothes.
I came for the snacks actually. Do you get any Fritos?
Yeah.
Any ranch dip?
We'll see. But I'm trying to get rid of everything. I got a ginormous storage unit. Honestly, I'm like, wait, could I live here? Like, I always think that when I get a nice storage unit.
Do you know that there's a whole storage unit TikTok? There's a whole niche TikTok where people rent out large storage units and they live there.
Wow, I could live in this one. Like, I even said to Jared, I'm like, actually, I don't care if we sell anything anymore. Like, we have such a big storage unit.
Actually, this is our little cozy abode. This is a new home right here. No, the way
you
want to
hear
up,
something crazy.
How tall are the ceilings?
I don't know how tall the ceilings aren't so tall, but it's big.
But
it's a 10 by 25.
A 25,
which sounds like a house. I looked on the, you know, on the board. They say like what's a studio apartment? What's a one bedroom? What's a five bedroom house? We got the five bedroom house one because it was cheap. So we have to move storage units, which is going to be a bitch today. We're literally like packing a U-Haul from one storage unit and
to the
unloading
next.
It into another one because it was $200 cheaper than our like
current
than our 10 by 10.
No,
I was like, huh? And they were like, yeah, it's really weird. It's like per location, like the pricing.
That never knew that. Never.
Me neither. It's
knew
like
that.
And the prices go up and down and whatever. It's like on the market prices. So I was like, all right, then I guess we're going to go here. Like, it's a little bit of a bitch for us, but honestly, it's going to be like better in the long run. Like,
yeah, because
we don't have a timeline right now. I don't think this stuff will be in storage for forever, but you know, so that's where I'm at anyway.
Storage units, you're on the go.
You're
just managing different life projects. It feels like two apartments plus the dogs, and then you got to move all the stuff. Yeah. Storage units are such an interesting thing though. Like it's such a New York thing or a big city thing because obviously people are either trying to downsize or they have a small apartment. So they're moving. Like I don't think I learned about storage units until I truly moved to New York actually.
Mm.
Like otherwise
I had one in New York for a little while back in the day.
Yeah.
When I was in between apartments.
A lot of people do. But you know what? It's funny to me. I laugh about it because I say, oh, I moved from my bigger studio in Jersey to now Brooklyn with Nick and the apartment's smaller. So I'm saving $500, but then I spend amount of money to have the storage unit. Am I saving any money anywhere? No. I just moved my shit into a smaller space plus a storage unit instead of Jersey. But location wise, top notch. But it's funny to me. You try to cut corners, and do you really at the end of the day? Probably not.
I don't think so. Like, if you do, write into the show. Let me know how you're cutting those corners. Yeah.
What are your hacks? I feel like I need to get like a loft apartment and just, you used to have a loft, right? In Chelsea. And you just put all your stuff in that top area. That's like supposed to be where your bed is, but it's like two, it's a crawl space basically.
I never had a loft in Chelsea, but I love that you think I did.
Anna, didn't you like, you know, 20 years ago, you had that loft in Chelsea, then you moved to Midtown. No, I'm just like talking out of my ass right now.
I had like a loft apartment, in what's it called? The
Gramercy
East Village for a year. Oh, I lived in Gramercy for 22. I lived in Gramercy for 22 years. I was going to say I lived on 22nd Street, 22
in Gramercy
for four years. That wasn't a loft or anything. That was just a studio apartment. It was small as hell.
I just combined your living history though. Okay. You used to live in Gramercy, but you also had a loft in East Village. See?
Yeah, but that was a sublet. That was my friend's apartment I lived in for like a year. So it wasn't even mine per se. Right. My Gramercy studio, I pretended it was the biggest thing ever.
It you was have to.
Maybe four, oh three, three, 400 square feet max. Oh, it was so small.
My God. But you used every single square inch of that place.
I did. And you know what? Maybe God wanted me and my ex to break up because the fact that we both lived there for 1 year is, I can't even remember. Like, I can't.
I could never.
No. We were different schedules. Like I worked at night and he worked in the day. So like I never like we weren't like on top of each other there. We were never home. It's pre-pandemic. You were never home in New York.
Right.
Now it's like I love being home.
It's the you only thing I want to do. I know.
I love being home. Everyone loves being home. Wait, so the storage unit. Yes. So we're moving today. But I wanted to tell you real quick. And then I want to get into your week because I know you had a week and you got to talk. You got to give us the tea.
I need really just a release. Yeah. So we'll get into that too.
But I wanted to tell you about my flight. You know, we love talking about travel on Big Wigs, right, Dre? I mean, like,
oh my
why
God.
Haven't we been sponsored by a fucking airline yet?
Expedia, get in with us or American or JetBlue. But all I want to say, yeah, we need, just like we have a sounder for hot takes, we need a sounder for travel tales because.
Yes.
It needs to be like an airplane, like choo, coming in for landing.
Travel tales. Yeah. Just pretend that happened.
Like Dragon Tales. Remember that Dragon Tales show? Travel Tales. So yeah. Okay, Mike, thanks. Producer Mike will edit a little fun Travel Tales
Travel
for us.
Tales. So the other day, I had to do a crazy thing. So I have a car, as you know, in New York, which is a gift
Where
from
is
God.
She right now?
So my car, all month I had it. I mean, I had it in New York this past weekend because, you know, I'm not going home without my car. But I had my car parked at my best friend's parents' house in Long Island. So
I remember, right.
Which is a beautiful. Thank you. So nice for, you know, me, Anna, who doesn't have a parking spot in New York City. And I didn't want to get a lot for the month. It's so expensive. And they were like, you can just leave it at our house. Like, that's totally fine. So I did that. So then I took. So when I flew in last week, I went straight to their house, got my car, drove home. And so the other day I had to drive the car to Long Island, drop it off, get in an Uber, go to JFK. Now,
boom, boom, boom.
I did the I did it on Google Maps. It said 58 minutes total. Mm-hmm. You know, I did two stops. If I go here and then if I go to the airport. So I'm leaving an hour in my head, right? I got another an hour and then I'll be at the airport. I left way too late. Apparently, it was 58 minutes just to Long Island.
What?
Not Long Island and JFK. And if you travel the way Andrea and I travel, which is always on the edge, that was
living
too close.
Life on the edge. Yeah, that's leaving no time to get to the airport.
And I had to check bags because I have to bring back a lot of stuff. So the bag check, I would have made the flight fine. If I wasn't checking a bag, fine.
This is the problem, though, is everybody's like, but you missed your flight. I was like, no, I would have made it in time for the flight. It's the checking the bag. That's where the problem is.
Well, here's where it gets worse, because everything was fine until I get out of my car. I take the bags out and my Uber arrives. And Dre, when I tell you, 85-year-old man, not to be ageist, okay? If you're 85 and you're fucking Martha Stewart, fantastic. This man gets out of the car. First, he asks me, I just told this story, by the way, on Michelle Collins. So you guys, if you listen to Michelle, you'll hear it again. But I have to tell it here. So he gets out of the car. He asks if I speak Russian. I'm like, nah. I don't.
Sir, no.
He goes, you speak Russian? Like, almost like he wanted to, like, bond with me. Like, if I spoke Russian, like, let's talk in Russian together and hang out.
Were you wearing a Russian fur coat? I mean, what about you gives Russian?
Nothing.
I love it.
Okay. he probably asks everyone. And then I get in the car, I close the door, bags are in. I go, just so you know, I'm really in a rush. I have to make a flight. So if you could take the fastest way possible, mm-hmm. and I'm already on my maps. And this man looks at me and goes, of course, my first day on Uber.
No, no, it's not the first. Sir,
I go,
we could have, let's not and say we did say that. Stuff I didn't need to know.
I was like, should I get out of the car? Should I get, I had a Lyft too, but then the time kept going up. It was like 6 minutes, 8 minutes. I was like, no. So I canceled the Lyft, spent more money to take the Uber. This man, when I tell you, Dre, I thought I was going to die in this car. First, he's driving like this, holding his phone, looking at this phone, looking at the road, looking at the phone. I said, sir, this is illegal. Why are you holding your phone while driving? And he goes, for the directions. I said, the directions? Do you know how to get to JFK? He goes, I drive for years. I was like, okay, well, you're going the wrong way. I'm on Google Maps. I'm literally like, please let me get behind the wheel. Let me drive this car. Let me drive us there.
Yeah.
I was having a full melt. I'm sobbing, crying because if I got there, I would have to take a 3 hour later flight. I'd have to pay another right. change fee. I was just like, not in the mood
not
for
today.
This.
Not today.
And I was so frustrated. I had already changed my flight. So I already paid for one change. So I wasn't going to change it again. And I call JetBlue and I'm like, when's the bag cutoff? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, if you can't make it, you can change it at the airport. I was losing my fucking mind. This man is driving in circles on no man's land roads. I was like, where are we? We're behind a school bus. I'm like, this is not the way to JFK, sir. I said, can you please use Google Maps or Waze? He goes, I have to use Uber. I'm on Uber. I said, the Uber map is not going to tell you.
It's not doing it, sir.
I was losing my mind. I thought, and he drove poorly. I was like, and he drove so slow. Like I'm watching every car just pass by me and I'm sitting there just like sobbing, you know, like I can't. And the best part of the story is I get to the airport. I pay a guy on the curb. I say, I have cash. Can you get these two bags on my flight? My flight leaves so soon. They close the doors in like 15 minutes. He goes, yeah, if you can make it, I can get them on. And I said, great. I tip the guy, you know? And I run. I have TSA pre. The line is longer than regular.
No!
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I announced to all the people in the TSA pre line, hi, I'm so sorry, but boarding closes for my flight in 9 minutes. Can I please cut the line? They're all like, go, go, go. They're very nice. I cut the whole fucking TSA pre line.
Wow. Ball Z. Holy shit.
I'm sweating. I have a tank top on. You know, I'm carrying my jacket. I'm running. It's the last 14, gate 14.
The last one. Why do they always do that? Why?
The end of the road. The last one.
Oh my God.
I run up. Oh I get my God. There. And it's like kind of like there's no one in the line till I was like, oh my God, I made it. Because there's two people at the thing. I get up. I run up. She goes, oh, your flight does. And nothing changed on the app, mind you. Okay. Everything was on time. She goes, I'm so sorry. Yeah, we don't have a pilot yet. So we haven't even started boarding. Mic drop.
You are kidding.
This was like a sliding doors movie moment where I like thought back, like I should have gotten out of that Uber so I didn't die. I could have just gotten another car. If I knew that we were going to be delayed, I could have gotten another car. I could have not paid the man on the side of the curbside to check my stuff. I could have just checked my bags regularly because we're not going yet. So then I just started spending money, Dre. I just thought, well, the only way I'm going to heal myself right now is just buying myself a four-course snack dinner.
You know, I would have headed straight to the bar, have myself a little glass of some white wine and called it a day. Because after all that, okay, wait a minute. They have to alert. Now that they have these apps, they allow notifications. What? Since when did that stop? That would have been crucial information.
Yeah, really would have. Really would have. And right then, that's when they delayed it 5 minutes. And then guess what? We didn't take off for another hour.
Oh my. Because he didn't have a pilot?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we get on the plane. This is the best. The pilot does say something like, sorry for the delay, folks. I had an overnight in New York City and I was staying downtown and it was a long night and I had some traffic getting here. And I'm thinking, is this guy hungover? Like, was he out partying?
Are you telling me that you...
Why are you telling me you stayed downtown?
I don't need to know your backstory, sir. I don't need to know that you blacked out and then you went to Camelot, the strip club, and you had yourself a night in Lower East Side. We don't need this.
It was so weird.
You, and straight up, you could have caught an Uber with this man from like freaking.
Yeah. Or, you know, like I was so distraught by all of this. It really bothered me. I will say my saving grace was Jamba Juice. Fucking. After I got all these snacks and stuff, I was like, I think I'm going to get a smoothie now. And I just
head on over to Jamba.
I was like, you know, and I went to Jamba Juice in the, you know, the JetBlue JFK. And honestly, I forgot how good Jamba Juice can be. It was so delicious. And they accidentally made me a large when I ordered a medium. And I was like, God bless.
I'm going to sneeze. Bless you. It's the little things. Once again,
that Jamba Juice saved me.
Crazy.
My heart hurts thinking about that. It was a really stress. And, you know, my mom is like, well, you made it. Like, get over it. Like, you're fine now.
No. There was too many things about that story, though.
The damage is forever in my brain. Yeah.
Not only the Uber driver, like the age of him alone, that would have just stressed me out. Right. And we always talk about we like being stressed out because like it's such a nice feeling when you walk. They're like, you're the last person to board. Walk on. It's like, we made it. You can finally take a breath after an hour of hustling and like just being so anxious. But for them to be like, sit your ass down. We haven't even started boarding. I would have looked at her and been like, the journey that I've been on, you skip the TSA pre-line. Like, do you know the balls that I can't.
Meanwhile, there was an old couple like next behind me and they were like, they like waved at me because they were waiting for the Palm Springs airplane. And I was like, I know, right? Like the pilot didn't show. Like I look like the asshole to them because they're like, that's the girl who lied to all of us and said she was boarding.
My. You had to face them? Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, it was, I made it. I made it to LA. It was stressful beforehand. The flight was fine. Stressful as fuck beforehand. Yeah. You know,
that one is one of the best. That's one of the best travel tales.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you all. Can't wait to get sponsored by JetBlue. So I never, you know, because you know what would have made that story way better? And then they upgraded me to Mint. It wasn't even a flight with first class, though, actually. There was like no class. It was just
zero
class. We're all fucking plebes. In fact, I asked to move to the seat behind me because mine wouldn't recline. So I wanted to go to the exit row and she goes, those cost extra money and the people sitting in those seats paid extra money. Therefore, you can't just sit there. And I was like,
there's nobody there.
Yeah, we already left, honey. No one's buying that seat right now. She wasn't kind enough to let me. Some people will be like, yeah,
some people will. Yeah.
No, wasn't kind. Anyway, that's my story.
Wow. Just the... There were so many nuggets to that one. There were so many layers.
I knew you'd like it. I was like, Dre's busy right now. But Dre, talk to us. I talked for like 20 minutes and it's unbearable. People have already dropped off this podcast. Give us the tea. You were working. You told us last week you were going to go do some extra work.
Yeah.
How'd it go? Give me the stories.
I'll start off by saying I did not realize that this pool of extras, the list was 300 long. So we get our call time at 8:30 the night before. So Monday night, I get this email. You have to sign in, bop, bop, bop. And then you see the list of people. And it went from the first 80 or SAG people. And then it goes from 80 to 300. And I'm like, is there that many extras in this scene?
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking when they said we need extras for a dining scene, I'm thinking, OK, 30, 40 people max. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
No, we're not allowed to say location, but it was a massive restaurant. It's very well known in New York City. And it's got levels right around there. It's got levels.
Well, when you say 300 people, I'm like, I worked in the meatpacking district. I know exactly what restaurant it's going to be.
You got to know. Right. So they pack us all in. And obviously they want diversity. So I just met so many insane people. I mean, there were people that are nurses. There are teachers. And they do extra work just for fun on the side. And then there's, of course, your slew of people that are like, no, I'm just like, this is my regular job. I do extra work and I do background and I do small little roles here and there. And it's just the most eclectic group of people. And you're in there and I can't even imagine what it's like to be in a show like Squid Game where you're with these people for 2 weeks and all you know is them. I was with these people for 2 days. I felt like they were my family. I was like, we are best friends now. I know that in your entirety of your life. the thing about extra work is you have so much downtime, especially the industry. They say like, hurry up and wait because you have to be here at 6:30 a.m., but you don't get to set until 11. And then even at 11, you're just sitting on set until they've set the cameras. Like, it's just so much waiting time.
So much waiting around.
What are you doing during that waiting time? You are meeting the craziest effing people. There were age ranges from 18 all the way up to, I want to say, like 65, 70. And you're just like, do we live with these people? Like, these people live amongst us. Like, okay, for example, I met a guy that owns a garage company. It's called East Coast Doors and More. Okay, he just does extra work for fun. You're not even making a lot of money from this. This is why when people say like, yeah, my side hustle is feet pictures, I go, well, that's because you're making probably a good 10K a month on feet pics.
Yeah, I need to do that.
This is, by the way, we got to get on that. This is, you know, a couple hundred a day. And if you're SAG, it's actually a lot more substantial. But if you're not and you're just these non-union people that do this for fun, it's not that much money. I mean, for a side hustle. But I get it. It's fun. You meet a lot of people, right? So there's some models. There's guys hitting on girls. There's girls trying to score free lunches. The stories I have are endless with these people. It's just insane. And so the star,
they better have
this,
given you lunch.
They did not give us lunch. They gave us free breakfast. But no lunch. And I've never experienced that before where you have to pay your own way. But they prepared you. They're like, we don't provide lunch. We provide you with a breakfast food truck at 6 a.m. You get eggs, waffles, whatever you want, coffee all day. But that's it.
Oh, my God.
So
you got to get in the union before you do extra work again.
100%. Once I started talking to all these people that were in the union and how much penalties, like once you get a penalty, penalties for smoke in the air. There was so much smoke in the restaurant. So that would have been like $100 more. I didn't realize there was all these little things that could equal
anytime
up
you touch
to like
water. Yeah.
That's crazy. It's so funny. I was like, I like this math equation. They're like $100 more for this, $100 for this. We didn't get lunch,
overtime.
$100 for food. Overtime's fun. Yeah.
Meal penalties. Yeah.
It's fun. So, moral of the story is I need to join the union. And yeah, so the main star of this movie is she's really big. She's very well known. And so we were just with her all day and we got to see like just how it happens. And it was really, really cool to see the background. And I've been in movies where I've been in sketches with comedians and you get to see how they do stuff, but it's such a quick thing. But this movie has such a big budget. So they had like a director and like a assistant director and they just, the team was so big and I had never been on a production that big, but the people, I just can't get over the people. Like even when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh my God, I have to go talk to this person. Cause like they're ingrained in your mind. So it was definitely experience. I can't wait for this to come out. I'm sure it'll come out in 2025. Cause that's
how
long it
takes. Did
you
get camera time?
So the side of my head is shown. We for the first day I was on this, at this table as a diner for, well, I would say 4 hours and we were just being background and you had a fake talk and you got to like sip a fake drink. So I did that for 4 hours the first day. And then the second day they brought us back and I was probably on set for like another 6 hours. But my side profile and my arm, I think, is right behind their table. So watch out for me. I'm in a brown leather jacket and they dressed us. But you bring your own clothes, of course.
Yeah.
So you're like showing them your outfits and they're like ugly, hideous. OK, wear that. You know, they like. Just like shit talk your wardrobe. And I'm like, first of all, why don't you provide wardrobe? Like,
they didn't have any wardrobe
for the men because they wanted them in like really nice suits. They provided all the men. If a guy showed up with a rusty, dusty T-shirt, they're like, here's a Calvin Klein. Here's a Manolo. Like they were just giving you brands with gorgeous suit jackets. And all the guys were very attractive, cute. I'm like, who are these people? Oh, my God. But I want to say the women, there was a lot of, you know, like part-time models. So there was like a lot of good looking people. It's an upscale restaurant. So they were trying to find upscale looking people dressed to the nines, dresses, leather, suit jackets. That was the vibe. So I'm excited to see how this is going to come out. It's a funny scene about a couple that wants to do other things. They're trying to like expand their couple. And so this actress gets angry and she does a whole storm out scene. So that was what we did over and over and over.
That's fun to watch when it's like juicy like that.
Right.
You can't imagine drama
if it wasn't. Yes, exactly.
Because like doing background work, you're really just there to like watch the actors work. Like you're not.
Exactly.
You don't have much to do. They're like, OK, you know, just eat and drink. I don't know. Like pretend you're talking.
They most of the everything was props, like the wine we weren't supposed to drink, but they did bring out food and they're like, okay, these you can eat. Like we actually cooked these in the restaurant. And I was like, oh, this is okay, girl, eat this all day. Sure. Yeah.
Nice.
Loved it. But yeah,
that's really funny.
It's such an interesting world. I've only done a little bit. And like, have you done extensive extra work background? You can't even really put it on a resume because it doesn't, you know, it's kind of like it's just extra work.
I did it in LA for a little bit when I first moved here. When I first graduated college, I did it a little bit in New York and a little bit in LA just because I really wanted to get on set and like see.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Run.
It's so cool to see.
And then I did it. I went undercover. You know, I did it 2 years ago. I told you this and I went super viral. I did a TikTok of me as a background person on And Just Like That season one. Do you remember when I did this?
No. Why don't I remember this?
It went so viral. And then there were people threatening me that I was going to get kicked out of SAG. And I was like, I'm giving this show publicity right now because my video is so viral. Because I was literally, I didn't say the name of the show, but I'm like, hey guys, a day in the life of being a background, being an extra on a show that I can't tell you because I don't want to get fired. And then I was like, oh my God, look, it's Cynthia Nixon. What? What show could this be? I straight up filmed the entire day. I made a TikTok. It's a little, you know, it was a little, some people, like my agent was like, I don't know. I mean, like, because I was like, none of you got me on the show. I needed a role on this show this season. I didn't even audition. So I'm going to have to get some background work. So yeah. I did a day on And Just Like That to make this TikTok. And I told the people who I met like that, I was like, just so you know, like, I'm going to be filming until they take my phone away.
So I don't care. You got to make your own. You got to do.
Never took my phone away.
That's the other thing is when there's that many extras, of course, they tell you in red writing, bold. Do not share information. Don't say where it is, location, whatever, while you're on set. But who's to say you can't, like recap your day? Like I'm being so careful because they were so strict about it. But if you can do that, then you're making good press for the production.
Yeah, it was really funny, actually. I'll send you the video. It's so silly, but I literally went with that intention. And I was like, all right, here, I got to do this. I think I got to do this. The thing about it was I knew a spoiler from the show. So I was like, well, now it's fucking ruined for me because it was the fight between Miranda and Che Diaz in season one when like Che goes to Ohio to do shows. And so like that was the scene I was on. And I was like, well, now I know what happens,
now. And, oh, my God. Did it feel ruined for
Cynthia
you?
Cynthia Nixon was like, but I love you. And that was the scene I had to watch. And I was like, oh, shit.
And you're like,
she doesn't know I'm Steve. Meanwhile, the best part, this is the funniest.
That's so good.
I filmed that whole day, but the director of that episode was someone who I worked with like at Above Average. Like she used to direct a lot of sketches there and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't even recognize me because like, why would I be doing background? She would like her show. And I was just like, oh, shit, I don't know. What is me? Like it was such a funny day. It was, I hated it. And honestly, like I got paid decent because I am in the union. So it's not a bad check if you like get those bumps. You know what I mean? Like we had to be outside. So you get like a bump because it was really cold. But
yeah,
it was like literally like 20 degrees. But they were like, it's spring when we shoot this. So like you could see our breath, but I'm in like a long sleeve shirt and I'm like, it's
freezing.
I wonder if they ended up seeing my phone because the shot that I would have been in was not in. So I was like, well, I was cut. But thank God I wanted to not be in it. I was like, glad.
Anybody that wants to get into extra work, I recommend it because it is so cool to see how many times they take a scene and they have to do it from every single angle. So you're seeing this scene 50 times and then they choose whichever one they choose, but it's also five other ways that they shot it and they're putting that all together. So it's a whole production. It's crazy.
But
that is so funny. And I can't believe I did not, either you told me and I don't remember that, but I don't remember seeing that. So everybody go to her TikTok.
Because I was so obsessed with it and I do Steve and I was like, I better get on the. Yeah, it's old school TikTok, but it has like a million views. It's so funny.
Here's the problem, though. Like you tell your team, you're like, I need to be on the show. I am Steve. For God's sakes, like I have the ability. It would be a perfect match for me. And you don't even get a freaking audition.
I was like, coat check, girl. Number one.
Coat check. Yeah.
Get me anybody.
Anything.
Nothing. So I had to take it into my own hands and get myself on that show. Which was hilarious.
That's what you have to do. Let's do some TV talk because we're
already
on it.
Let's take a quick break first and we'll be back with some TV talk. Mm-hmm.
listening to all of our sponsors, and we're back to talk a little TV chat with Bethany Frankel. The news finally came out, Anna, of what Bethany, our girl, mention it all, is working on, because she's now an actress, Anna.
She's been on set in Vancouver for a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's a long.
I can't wait to watch it. Yeah. So they finally released what it was, because, you know, she probably wasn't sure when she could say it. And tell us what it is. What's it called?
Danger in the Dorm. It's a Lifetime movie.
Wow.
Did we expect? I thought, you know what? We did predict the role she's going to be. It's like a serious authoritative role.
You she's think probably she's the dorm. The dorm, what's it called? RA?
I thought she was going to be, oh my God, because you had the R, Bethany at the RA. And I was thinking she was going to be the school, like, superintendent, like the headmaster of the, apparently, a dorm. So I'm thinking either it's a boarding school or it's college.
Yeah. She could also be playing the mom of, like, the lead.
Very good point.
Mom, there's problems in the dorm. And she's like, you got to suck it up and go to college like the rest of us, okay? I don't give a
shit. You're not going to get the easy way out.
You know how much school costs? You know how much school costs these days?
$70,000
and you're having an issue in your dorm room? Find your own apartment.
Support yourself.
I think we just wrote this movie. So,
we did, literally. Yeah. Danger in the Dorm. So Lifetime, which is great. I mean, I like that it's Lifetime. It's like, where else would you go? I mean,
iconic. Yeah, iconic. I can't wait for it.
She says, filming a movie is no joke. My greatest takeaway is to recognize the thankless hard work that the cast and crew input every day. This experience has exceeded my wildest imagination, and I watch TV and movies differently now. Cold outdoor scenes and 13-hour days are the norm. Wild experience.
Yeah. Well, wow. You would know.
I would know. It takes hours. Wow. So Danger in the Dorm. We'll see Bethany soon on our screen.
Sounds like an album. Like I would buy. Like Danger in the Dorm.
Like a freaking, oh my God, what is her name? Taylor Swift album.
Danger in the Dorm. When I saw
okay,
you
also
down
TV
the hall.
News. We got to keep it going with TV
keep going.
News.
Keep it going.
Dre, have you started Love is Blind? The people are waiting to know.
Listen, people, I'm sorry to let you down.
What season are you on?
I'm back with Cameron and I'm back on season one. No, I did watch it the first three, but I got to tell you, this is the first season. No, that's a lie.
The last two seasons, I don't know that you watched.
I didn't. But here's the thing I will say about this season is that seeing everybody's reactions, it's making me out of any of the seasons want to see it. Like this
really?
Is great. The two that everybody's talking about, the Megan Fox of it all and the guy being like, I'm into you, dude. I can't spend every waking moment with you. Like, I have to see this. It's giving the older seasons that I miss. And it's sad. Yo, I want to slap these women, but sometimes it's hard to see the truth when it's right in front of your face.
Some people, like, here's the thing. In their real life, they're insecure. And then they go on a reality show, on a dating reality show, where you're just like putting yourself out there for someone. Yeah. And it like expedites 10,000 times more. Yeah. Expedites? Yeah. It expands? I don't know what the fuck word. I am so tired. But
it accentuates, exaggerates.
The insecurities are like off the charts. It's really like, it's really sad. It's like when it comes down to it, you're like, wow, it's actually kind of sad. And then some of these people are just not in love. And I was talking to Michelle because I was like, I think on all dating shows like Love Island, Love is Blind, The Bachelor, I think you get paid the further you make it. It's different on The Bachelor, I'd say, because, you know, they eliminate you. Like you either get the rose or you're off, you know, you're off the show. But in these shows, like, you know, if your relationship is going shitty, like you could just be like sometimes you're like, why don't they just fucking break up? They don't like each other. They are not a happy couple. And it drives you crazy because you're like, why are they trying to make this work? They're like, yeah, but let's just make it work. You know, let's make it work. I think they get more money the more episodes they do. So if you walk away.
And more coverage. You get to be on the show longer.
More followers, more brand deals after. So it's just very interesting to see them all, like, they know this now, you know? Like 10 years ago, no. But to see these people just fucking try to stick it out no matter what, you're like, Jesus Christ, you will not be together. We all know that. We all feel it.
That's what's tough about it, though, because that's why I didn't want to watch it in the first place, because I didn't believe any of it. I was just like, these people, please. I mean, this is fake, obviously. They could never survive in the real world. But this one couple, do we think that, is she in love with him? Because we know that he's not in love with her. And what are their names?
I don't think either of them are in love. Chelsea and Jimmy.
Chelsea and Jimmy.
Chelsea and Jimmy. You guys know, if you follow me, you know I've done now 3 videos as them. And as both of them, which I don't normally do, but honestly, it was a real tough one to pick because they're both so fucking annoying in their own way. I'd say she has crossed the line, but he also is just like, you're just like, why is he still in this? You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't like her and she feels that, and it's made her so much more like desperate. Mm-hmm. It's just, no, I don't think, I honestly don't know if any of the couples will make it, to be honest. I think some will make it to the altar. So the altar, like the weddings episode and the like reunion,
that's
those haven't come
still
out
needs
yet.
Okay. There is still hope for me, guys.
I haven't finished. So 2 episodes came out yesterday. I only watched 1. I fell asleep. So I haven't finished the 2nd episode yet. But I will say, I think last season I might have liked more. I don't know why.
Oh.
The season's like fine. I just don't believe anyone as much. Do you know what I mean? Like last season, I think I really was like, this couple could make it. I like them. Like, there were more entertaining characters last season, I'd say. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This season, some of them are just kind of like blah. Like, they're cute and they're boring and whatever, and they're like fine. But I don't know if that makes sense. I think, like, if I had to pick a season, I'd be like, I pick last season. You'll love this. You know how, like, I like to do them. I had one of the cast members. She's not on the show much, but she was like, do my impression. Like,
this is crazy to me that they want this. I think they enjoy it. I think they enjoy the quick little the fame.
Well, like you
and it's
said,
fun.
They're trying to get famous. Yes, so they're like, hey, do my TikTok. No, I want someone to do my impression. And I think it's so funny because I was like, oh, I guess I will. So I ordered a wig to do this one other person. Should be coming sometime today.
I ordered a wig. If they want to get roasted, believe me. I mean, you don't have to tell me twice. We will roast you. We will give you the views. And I love that there's now designated people to go to, you, Dana Moon, people that are doing the Love is Blind, because it's
does
so good.
Everyone. She does all 10 people on the show. She picks she does everyone, because I think that's what Blura. I picked one person each season. I picked Irina. I picked Stacey. I'll pick a couple like rando characters. Yeah. Like, I think I did Stacey's friend at
the
wedding.
That, you get something from. You're like, okay, I could really turn this into something.
But you know me, I don't usually go for like the mainstream ones. Like, why do you think I do Steve? You know what I mean? Like, I do like the off where people are like, really? Is she doing an impression of that character? Not Samantha? Not Carrie Bradshaw? She picked Steve. But on Love is Blind, I don't know. This season was like kind of a toss up. I really felt like that. I'm going to do the hot girl, who's
the one that
hasn't
said
been
you need your EpiPen.
Yeah, that was the last episode, you know, she's on. And then she hasn't been on until now. So 9 episodes without her. So, but she did Nick Vile's podcast. Jess did Nick's podcast.
Did she?
So she blew up from that podcast. Hey, that's a popular podcast. The Vile, how do you say it? The Vile Files?
Well, his is Nick Vial, but I say Vial Files because I want it to rhyme with files.
Me too. Yeah, of course.
Vial Files.
Vial Files.
well, okay.
No, I saw she did that.
So he really does specialize in reality TV stars and getting like the dirt from them. But my question with that is to go to Love is Blind and she hasn't been in 9 episodes. Why?
Yeah, because
he didn't choose her. And then
so why is she wasn't matched.
They bring the old people.
They always do, like, they bring people back for like a party.
Oh, that party. The barbecue party. Yeah.
Like last season, I think it was a bar, like a happy hour. Like this season, it's a barbecue.
And the guy's like, damn.
Like sometimes they'll just throw the randos in from the season. Like they went to Dominican Republic, I think, on this one. But the last season they went to Mexico, and like, they're like, oh, what do you know? Look who else is in Mexico. Like, it's just the producers are like, let's drop these people in and fuck
things up.
You know?
And so wait, he doesn't know what she looks like, right? At this point.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, but they're
some
out in the real world.
Now
so.
They're saying, they're like, well, as soon as like I got kicked off the show, he friended me on Instagram. So like now they're like, yeah, now they admit that like they have seen what each other looks like. But it's so funny. It is so funny. the whole choke line. I love that. I'm waiting on my wig. Okay. I have some ideas, but I'm waiting on the wig. But she did say, like, roast me, do me. And I was like, girl, I got you. You'll roast laugh. I ordered me. A wig 3 days ago and Amazon failed me because they kept being like, oh, it's delayed. And then they're like, March 5th. I'm like, I don't know March where I'm 5th. Living.
Sir. I don't know what the other thing is. You're like, I don't know where I'm going to be.
No idea where I'll be. So I was like, this sucks. So I ordered another wig yesterday. So hopefully it'll show up, you know?
I hope it does too. For the sake of the content, we need it. That's actually
for the sake of my free entertainment for all of you. No, I love doing it. If it's quick, the quicker the better, you know?
I do this to my own self. When I have a really, really big video, as the two ones that I've gotten viral are my Tom Sandoval and my Kristen Cavallari. And once they go big, I enjoy it so much. And then I just fall off the face of the planet. I don't do a second follow-up. I see the views and I'm like, I got to do a follow-up. And I never do. And then so
I got to be honest, though. I get that because you get really, it's like a really nice satisfaction when you're like, right. Wow, it did really well. Right. I don't ever want to post again. I want this. I want to go out on this.
If I trip and fall down some type of fire escape, you know, I at least I fell out with like everybody knowing my Tom was good. Because now I'm just waiting for the next big Tom thing to happen. And if I miss it by 2 days, I go, forget it. It's no longer relevant.
Yeah.
Like I've thought of like three other Tom videos to do and I haven't done it. But now I've got a Kristen Cavallari one because she's trending once again.
She's got a new boyfriend.
You guys, Kristen has a new man. It was a hard launch. Here's the thing with hard launches.
Yeah.
A lot of people take a lot of time to hard launch. So they want every word to be right. They want their caption to be perfect. They want the picture to be the sexiest and hottest. I don't think Kristen gives a damn. She put up this one picture and she was like, hard launch. He makes me happy. The caption is,
I kind of love that.
He makes me happy. I like it. Cause at the end of the day, like that's all you
want. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Right.
So, so true.
What do we think about his age and the fact that he,
how old is he? 23, 24?
23 or 24. People are still trying to figure out. He was a sophomore in 2019. So a sophomore is usually 19 years old.
College? High school? like sophomore where? at what state of life?
As in college. So okay. 2019, you would probably be around 19 if we're going by the average age. So that would make us 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. So that was 5 years ago. So he was 19 5 years ago. So that would make him older?
No, he's 24.
Yeah, you're right.
19 plus 5.
That's how math works. So then he's 24, but she is 37.
Hot.
But my thing is that she's got three kids. She is a mother. She's experienced so much. She runs a multi-million dollar company. She's been on reality TV. Is this guy able to challenge her? I think that's what people are sparking this debate about. Is like, this guy, after all this, Kristen, and you're going to date this guy who probably has nowhere near the life experience that you have. But he makes you happy? Okay.
What do you think? I have an interesting take. I saw it and I saw the age difference and everything. And I thought she doesn't need a man. She has three kids. She has a fucking great company. She has a good podcast. She has a good life. I'm like, this guy, he's hot and he probably, the sex is probably great. And she's like, that's kind of all she needs from him. She's not looking for someone to like provide for her kids. She's like, they have a dad. They have me. They have probably a great life.
Yeah.
So I am all for it. I think, and the hard launch of it all, I was like, yes, girl, you know what? Unapologetically be yourself and just like, yeah, get a hot young boyfriend. This is how you know I'm going to leave Jared one day. Cause I'm going to be like, I have it all. I don't need
anybody to support me.
If I want like a 23-year-old hot guy, like whatever, like let it happen. How do you really feel? You.
I'm trying to look up his name. His name is Mark Estes. Model, used to play football. Here's the thing. Do I think he's attractive? Absolutely. Okay. He's got the sleeve tattoo. He's got the chest tattoo. He's got the muscles. He's a Southern boy, which is perfect for her. But do I think that they have intelligent conversations and he has depth to him? judging, you should never judge my book by its color, but here I am judging a book by its cover. No, I don't think they're going to sit in bed and talk about how the world moves. I don't. Are they going to have yummy, delicious sex? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But yeah, I'm talking about my preferences. And so that's what I need in a relationship. I need somebody to challenge me. I need to be like, you know, like fundamentally, like you got to stimulate my brain. And if you have nothing to add to the combo, it's like, well, then I feel like I'm just the entertainer here. I feel like I am doing the heavy lifting of our conversations. There's only so much like small gab talk that you can have over dinner. You know, you can flirt. Flirting is so fun. That's why the first year of any relationship is my prime time. I love it the most. but then you realize like,
all
okay,
downhill,
we, all downhill
that.
From there. After all the good looks are said and done, it's like, well, now we have to actually talk to each other about substantial things. And it's tough. It's tough for a guy that's 24 to relate to her on that level. That's all that I'm thinking. But there's two but sides to the story. But who knows? Maybe he's like a freaking rocket scientist and he like floats my boat. So like, yeah, we have really deep conversations. He gets
you need
deep.
To get like a young teenager to play your boyfriend. Like, just go out on the street and be like, can I use you for a TikTok real quick? You come over real quick.
Yeah. And then just direct the whole thing because I honestly just need him to be shirtless and just stand there. And I'll be like, all right, isn't he like the best? Like, I love him.
I was going to say, are you going to make Nick do the boyfriend?
Nick would not do this role if I paid him. Be like, Dre, what is this? I'm like, no, you don't speak. You don't. This is not the role that you speak in. This is purely a physical role here. I need you to get some fake tats. Thanks.
I love that. But I created a monster because Jared's like, we should do another Pookie.
I was like, is he ready to do
Jared,
Pookie?
Jared, I ordered you a fucking turtleneck last 2 weeks ago and you were too busy to do Pookie. And guess what? It's sitting in that fucking bedroom just rotting. And I'm like, I need my money back. So if we're not doing Pookie, I'm getting rid of that fucking thing. Yeah. He's like, he played dumb yesterday. He's like, you got me a turtleneck? And I was like, yeah, because
wow,
you said you wanted it.
Wow, Jared.
The role is yours if you
oblivious.
Want it, Jared.
The role is there. I'm auditioning for the role of Jet. So I'm the Jet to your Pookie now. And I will gladly.
We never put that out. We did a Pookie and Jet.
Oh my God, we did. You know what else we didn't put out that I just remembered? Because Drew Barrymore just interviewed Christina Aguilera and she did the close talking and Christina was like, oh my God, what's happening? And we never put out our Drew and Oprah.
We got to do that. Yeah.
We got to do that.
I'm like, will I get canceled for doing an Oprah impression? Maybe.
But you get a car and you get a car. So who's to say?
Who is to say?
But yeah, I mean, that's our hot couple of February 2024, you know?
Okay. On that note, we're going to take a little quickie break and we're going to come wrap things up for you.
And we're back. We're back for the end of the episode.
We're back. You brought up an amazing thing that we had to talk about that we forgot to talk about earlier. Campaigns. Campaigns are popping off. This is an exciting one. Dude, Reformation, who has dressed me for the last 12 years of my life.
Uh-huh.
Has a new collab, right? With a celeb retard.
I gotta say, this one was a slap in the face to me. Not even a slap in the face.
Jared just looked at me. I said celebritad like Hilaria, but he looked at me like, what did you just say? Like, what word was that? And I was like, celebrity, but it was like my fake Spanish version.
Celebritando?
Anyway. Yeah.
Have you never heard of it? Yeah.
Okay. Tell them who it is. Who's the collab of the century?
Now, this one will shock you. Monica Lewinsky was chosen for this campaign because they're releasing this new workforce line of clothing and she's the face of it.
No workforce line. I think it was just a voting. It was just to get people to vote.
No, but
so she's in like normal ref outfits because they always have like business
dresses. I
don't know
why they said it, but they said that it was like this workforce, the release of a new workwear collection. You've got campaign in tandem with the release of a new workwear collection.
That I missed. I just saw it was like Rock the Vote and Monica Lewinsky partner with like Reformation. Amazing, though. Amazing. She looks awesome in it.
She really does. She really does. And she has been through so much. I mean, I had to read a little bit about her because I was about to roast Reformation because I was like, what lesson are we teaching? Like this woman who was seen, you know what? She's been through so much and she had so much hate from just that relationship, but it was all put on her. It wasn't really put on Bill. It was just, I mean, they
did
just
you watch
like,
the series, the Ryan Murphy series?
No, I never did. So I really don't when know she posts, that much about
when
her.
When you put this, I was like, I did my best. Who played Linda Tripp? Sarah Paulson plays Linda Tripp, and she always the whole show. She's like Jared and I say it all the time. She's like Mianica.
You gotta tell me. Mianica. I saw you there. It's so good. Sarah.
And Beanie Feldstein plays Monica Lewinsky. It's an epic show. It's really good. If you want to learn more about her, I highly recommend. You know,
I do.
My dogs are eating each other, and that's why it got loud, guys. Minute 57, and here they are, just fucking attacking each other. Okay,
that's why they get rowdy. They get rowdy after a little bit.
Here's the thing, though. They say in the new, I actually would disagree with Rolling Stone with whoever posted this on Rolling Stone because like this is all typical Reformation outfits. Mm-hmm. They're not like workwear. Like isn't that's like all they have.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, this looks like every other line that I've seen at for Reformation.
Yeah. One of my favorite stores because it does fit me very well. Mm-hmm. My mom always says it doesn't fit me. I don't like it because it doesn't fit me. I'm like, okay, whatever. It fits me.
whatever.
My mom, it fits her. I don't know what she's saying. Like she's like a smaller than
I was
me.
Gonna say, you have a very similar frame as your mother. You guys are both thin.
She doesn't have an ass and I do. She doesn't have an ass and I do. So that's where we differ.
That's one thing.
Right. Monica looks great. I do think it's hilarious. I mean, hey, it got people talking. We're talking about it. People are talking. So they're going to go vote because Monica Lewinsky is the Reformation model.
Reformation's also donating 100% of proceeds to You've Got the Power sweatshirt to vote.org.
100%?
100%. Is it? What is she getting?
No. Wait, that's priced what it says. At $58 to $798. I've never seen anything at $798 at Reformation.
At Reformation,
honestly,
right?
Everything you buy there is like $198. Everything is $198. I don't know. The 58 must be like $198, $298. If it's like leather, you know, no leather, it's like $458. Their eight is always the number they land on.
Yeah,
it's sick that I know this. Anyway, I'm gonna sell a bunch of Reformation stuff if you guys want any of my old shit.
But my God.
That's so funny. Yeah, in the red outfit, she looks great. I mean, like, is she running for office? Like, that's...
I love the red outfit. It's giving, yes, like, first wife of... Yeah.
Whoops. Yep. Not
whoopsie.
First wife, but first wife. No.
Another one.
You know, good for her. She's rebranded herself to becoming a supermodel. And honestly, I applaud her for it. I think it's great.
I think it's a cool collab. Everyone's talking about it. It's getting the buzz. And so that is... That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Something do you like Reformation?
I do. I don't have many pieces, though. Like, that's definitely a place that I look at and I'm like, that's really cute. But for some reason, I just right now I've been in my saving money period. And so it's just all about like recycling what I have. And then once I get back and I feel in a good place, like your girl's going on a spree because we need a whole new set of clothes. The way I'm so tired of my clothes right now, I need a reset.
You know what you should do? Lock half of it up in a storage unit across the country and then you're going to be like, oh my God, I have amazing clothes.
I'm going to be like, wait,
I'm serious.
When did I have this? I'm obsessed.
I have so much stuff I forgot about that I'm wearing like stuff from high school. I'm like, wow, I look great. I have like new clothes again. It's really weird, but...
It kind of does feel like that. It's like Christmas. You totally forgot what you have. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. I haven't had my clothes in 6 months. In fact, I don't even have them yet. They're still at storage. They're stored. They're in the storage unit.
Wait, you're going to see them today?
Yeah. Well, I have to move them today, so I don't know if I'll see them today, but I'll see them this week for sure. I'll let them know you said hi.
I will. I miss them.
I love it.
That's funny.
What were you going to say before I cut you off and I asked you if you liked the Reformation?
Reformation. There was some other... a fashion trend that I saw that was, I guess, it's like, this just then, this is back. And I'm like, I thought this already came out, but fuzzy shoes are trending.
They've been out.
That's what I said. I'm like, haven't we seen shoes with fuzz? I mean, like, I'm talking like real fur. Like, it's like high heels that are all furry.
I like that.
I kind of like that, too. It just feels like a prettier slipper.
Yeah. I'm selling a couple of furry jackets. Now, I'm getting rid of everything. I've decided that, like, yes, I'll keep some stuff. Stop it, Elton. Do you hear him crying? I'm so sorry.
No, I can't hear anything.
I am keeping things that are, like, forever. Like, I can't imagine life without them, but I'm really just, like, I like new stuff. I like new stuff. You know?
It excites me. I think so, too. No, I oh, my God. The way I get excited about just, like, a new jacket, a new blazer, new jeans. It's not good.
You don't hear that? He's wailing. Come here. He's closing out the episode for us. Wait until the poodle cries, right?
Yeah, tell him to subscribe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The drama of it all.
Did you want to do any characters to sign off?
I got to do a little Kristen today, so I feel good about that. And
she
I'm
did.
Doing...
I can't wait for you to put out a Kristen video about the... I can't wait for... Can I play the boyfriend?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah,
I have abs.
I'm going to do like etch drawings and we'll get you a sleeve, a tattoo sleeve. Just put that on. And then we got to get you a snapback.
Sorry,
a
I got the role. You don't even have to bitch about not playing it. I'll play
what if
the role.
I get you like an actual big ass muscle suit? Like you have to put on...
Would wear. I'm not going to talk too. I'm just going to be like, yeah, babe.
Saw it, babe.
Chill.
Isn't he amazing? Oh my God.
You guys, he's so funny. Everything he says, so I am obsessed.
So funny. Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
I'm playing babe. Just like the Pete Davidson role on SNL when he's like, sure. Okay.
Sure. Oh, whatever. The okay guy? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Is that what his character is? You know,
Chad. He's Chad. Like,
yeah.
The Chad of it all. So that, I think, is our show.
I think it's our show. I have a lot. I have a lot of shit to do. Oh my God, the sun's coming out. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I've been missing the sun. The sun's out here, but it's misleading because it's like 30 degrees, but the sun's out.
We did no Kardashians today, but that doesn't mean we don't have Kardashian content coming out. We have a lot actually in the docket. So we're going to get some of that stuff out for you. In the meantime, be a bigwig. DM us. Let us know your favorite parts about this show. I want to make this show for you, right? Like for people listening.
Yes.
And so thank you all for listening to my travel therapy session. That really was helpful today. So
and we got to get on our little intro, Travel Tales. So that'll be coming
travel
out soon.
Travel Tales. That sounded like a religious experience.
It was close.
Travel Tales. Travel Tales. Okay.
Wait, that is the song. Oh my God. You guys are the best. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We love you. And yeah, we'll see you back next week. Same time, same place. Bigwigs.
Bye.